Ukraine says it fought and Korean troops for first time, date modified colon 2024-11-06T1637:03.198Z, description colon Defense Minister Rustem Umarov said a small group of North Korean soldiers were attacked, Ukraine says it fought and Korean troops for first time, Getty Images. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky estimates that some 11,000 North Korean troops are in Russia's Kursk border region. File photo, North Korean soldiers have clashed with Ukrainian troops for the first time, Ukraine's top officials have revealed. In an interview with South Korean broadcaster KBS, Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umarov said a small group of North Korean soldiers were attacked. U.S. officials told the Reuters news agency that North Korean troops were engaged in combat in the Kursk region of Russia on November 4. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky, who had earlier condemned the West's lack of response to the North Korean troops, said these first battles with North Korea open a new chapter of instability in the world. Seoul, however, said it does not believe troops on both sides engaged in direct combat, but that there was an incident involving a small number of North Korean soldiers near the front line. Ukraine says an estimated 11,000 North Korean soldiers were in the Kursk border region, where Ukrainian troops have a foothold. In recent weeks, South Korean and U.S. intelligence as well as NATO have said that they have seen evidence of North Korean troops being involved in Russia's war, but Moscow and Pyongyang have so far not responded directly to any of the allegations. Ukraine's top counter-disinformation official Andriy Kovalenko first said in a Telegram post on Monday that North Korea's first military units had already come under fire in Kursk. In an interview with South Korean broadcaster KBS, Rustem Umarov confirmed this, saying he expects a significant number of the North Korean troops to be engaged in combat, though he added it was so far just small contacts, not full-scale engagement. Most of them are still undergoing training, he added. They're wearing Russian uniforms, they're undergoing tactical training, and they're being deployed under various commands of the Russian army on the front lines, Umarov said. He said it was likely that 5 units, each consisting of around 3,000 soldiers, would be deployed across the battlefield. He did not mention if there were any casualties. In a daily video address on Wednesday, Zelensky called on Ukraine together with the world to do everything to make this Russian step toward expanding the war a failure, both for them and for North Korea. Reports of such a move by North Korea have also alarmed the South, raising tensions between the two sides. Late last month, Seoul had summoned Russia's ambassador, seeking the immediate withdrawal of North Korean troops from Ukraine. It also warned that it was considering directly supplying arms to Ukraine. Analysts have said that Pyongyang could be paid, or may be given access to Russian military technology in exchange for the troops. On Wednesday, Russian lawmakers will vote to ratify a mutual defense treaty with North Korea, first proposed during Russian President Vladimir Putin's lavish visit to Pyongyang in June. It pledges that Russia and North Korea will help each other in the event of aggression against either country. Kim Jong-un is China's ally, but has become the comrade from hell. North Korea troops in Ukraine would escalate conflict, Lukashenko tells BBC. China is the true power in Putin and Kim's budding friendship. War in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky. Asia. Russia. Vladimir Putin. Ukraine. North Korea.